Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Dolphins starting quarterback Tua has been downgraded to doubtful because of his thumb injury suffered in practice this week. That means Ryan Fitzpatrick will likely start against the Jets. Didn't I say earlier in the first hour that I didn't think Tua was going to play? Didn't I say that?
Yeah, there was that little code word that Flo threw in there that you picked up on.
Yep, exactly. Once he said contingencies, that turned me off right there. I was like, yeah, okay, he's not playing. He's not playing. So Tua's listed as doubtful now for the game. I think this is a good thing. I got to tell you. Do you know? You want to know why this is a good thing? It's not good that he's injured. It's good that they're smart enough to say, well, let's not force it. Okay? The kid's not 100%. And last week, he took six sacks and a pounding, and they said, you know what? Let's get him out of there right now because the line is not giving him time. He's getting a little flustered. He's holding on to the football. He's taking a beating. He's had enough injuries in his career. Let's get him out. And by the way, he went into that game with a foot injury. So now he's got the thumb injury from practice, hitting a helmet, which that could happen. That happens to every quarterback at one point or another in their career. And maybe it happens at least four or five times in their career. Okay? The thumb hit on a helmet. Oh, my Lord, that's normal. So Tua now listed as doubtful. Look, it's ladies and gentlemen, I want him to play too, but it's the Jets. It's not the end of the world. They can beat him without him, and that's why you've got Fitz. And you know what? If he's not close to 100% next week, bench his ass also for Cincinnati and get him ready for the stretch run and the tougher games. And let Fitzpatrick play against his two former teams. He's played for the Bengals, and he's played for the Jets. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost 100% sure. I think he may have started with the Bengals. I believe Ryan Fitzpatrick was drafted by the Bengals. I want to say. Let me see if I can. Sometimes, you know, I struggle with walking and chewing gum. But let me see right now if I can actually do this while I'm talking to you and see if I get the draft status of Fitzpatrick, okay? Because some tells me that he was drafted by the Bengals. Let's see. He was drafted by the Rams, actually, in 2005-06. Then he went to the Bengals from 7 to 8.
Was that the 2005? That's the tail end of the fastest show on turf or whatever.
I guess I don't know.
They had picked Warner gone to.
They picked him in the seventh round in 2005. Okay, there you go.
Seventh round quarterback to have this long of a career, bro.
Oh, it's been a phenomenal run for him, dude. Rams, Bengals, Bills, Titans, Texans, Jets, Buccaneers, and now Dolphins. There you go.
Just a professional quarterback, like we've said in the past.
Yes, that's what he is. The 250th pick overall in the draft. So, listen, don't lose your lunch on all of this. The Tua isn't playing. It sucks for us as Dolphin fans because we don't get to watch our guy, and we want to watch him develop. But more importantly, we want people to handle things responsibly. I'll give you an example. The mastermind, okay? Mike Shanahan, they draft RG3. Do you remember when RG3 was all effed up and they kept him in the game?
That playoff game, man.
Okay? They kept him in that game and he took another shot from Haloti Ngata and then it was all over, but the shouting at that point. Do you want your head coach to manage your QB that way?
The kid never recovered, man.
No, he never recovered. And think about this. And you normally recover from knee injuries. Okay? Nowadays, you normally do. That kid lost the speed that he needed in order to be a quarterback because he's not a pocket passer. He's a guy that needed his athleticism to be a quarterback. And it helped in the first year. But then after he got slammed, he was never that same guy again. So I ask you this. Do we go tough guy route and, oh, let's keep him in there and keep taking sacks and keep getting crushed and he's taking six sacks. Nah, so what if he gets 10? He's learning. Do you want him in there with a thumb injury that he can't really manipulate the ball the way he wants to and he's got to, you know, kind of then adjust to that and he's got to already adjust to the game as it is? No. You want to handle these things responsibly because – If you don't handle David Carr the right way and you allow him to get sacked 75 times in a season, you risk losing him mentally forever. That's exactly what happened to David Carr. Never the same guy again after he took a beating with the Texans. You have to handle these things the right way. And if Tua has an injury, I remember what Flo said a while back. He goes, hey, man, look, if it's my kid, I wouldn't want the coach throwing him out there if he's not ready physically. We got to make sure everything's set and all that. Remember when he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he was talking about that, how he's going to look out for him. Well, what he told you he was going to do, he's doing it. Take it easy, baby.
Hey, man. Exactly like you said, he equated it to how would you handle your own child?
Exactly. And so he feels like he's responsible for Tua. And there's no hurry. That's the other thing. Let's be honest here. We don't need Tua to become a superstar quarterback by the end of the year. Okay, this is a process, and it's going to take a couple of years for him to figure everything out. Figure out the defenses, figure out training the right way, figure out how to prepare properly, figuring out his body, what he needs to do to maintain it at a high level at this level. Like Devontae Parker did not treat his body the right way early on, and he suffered all kinds of injuries. Now he's adjusted, and he's doing things that are different, and it's keeping him on the field more than ever. Okay, he's still getting a little dinged up, but at least he has found a way to stay on the field more than ever. And so Tua, those are all the adjustments going on. And as for the coach, he's not going to force the issue and ruin the young man. You drafted him, take it easy. There's no hurry here. So the fact that he's not playing, it's not the end of the world. Miami will be fine. I'm still looking forward to the game. It still could be their seventh win of the season. I'm sorry. It will be their seventh win of the season. And that's all that matters. Okay? Not a big deal. It really isn't. It sucks, but anybody can hit their thumb on a stinking helmet. Happens all the freaking time.
Do you remember how big RG3 was? Like, he was the sensation of that season, man.
Yeah.
And Shanahan in that playoff game.
Ruined him.
Totally destroyed. What a shame, man. Because that guy was one of the marquee up-and-coming guys, man.
Yep. Uber Beaner says, everything needs to chill out. Tua will be fine and we'll beat the Jets with Fitzpatrick. Exactly. Let Tua sit. I'm ready for some Fitzmagic. Not that I don't love Tua, but if he's not ready, don't rush it. Exactly, Dennis. That's the way it should be looked at. If Fitzpatrick starts winning, I doubt that Tua starts again this year. Flo will keep the hot hand going. Nope, he will not, Miami Kid Jay. They will go back to Tua. Tua's not playing because he's not 100%. That's it. They will go immediately back to Tua. Remember, Miami Kid Jay, they were winning when they put Tua in. Do you remember that? They were winning. They weren't losing. They were winning games. And they put Tua in. So they will go back to Tua. I disagree with you on that one.
I have a question for you. Do you think that maybe him sitting this game helps the learning process? Because he has played a few. He's got a little bit more, you know, in the know. And sitting will help his learning process because he has had the amount of playing time?
Because he gets to visualize what he already has done. So, yeah, It will help him to a certain extent. But still, nothing's going to help him more than reacting to live defenses and making plays. But yes, to a certain extent, you're right. It'll help him out a little bit. Drew Boo says, I hate Tua not playing now. Fitz gets to beat a suck-ass team.